Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Mark Zanozen for Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Thanks for being here this morning. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We are getting ready for our Thursday night football pregame. Kicks off at 6 o'clock right here on 92.9 The Game. You can hear Mike and Bo on that. It is Falcons against the Bucks. Mike, ahead of this, though, we've got some social media drama going on.
Okay.
Ray McCloud.
You're the perfect person. Mike Bell and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I was like, man, I don't think either one of us are cut out to really dig in the weeds on social media. I just not my thing. I don't social very well. But I think you're perfect to try to interpret what's going on here.
Because there's no, just like we were talking about, there are no coincidences, right?
Yeah.
There's no mistake behind anyone's song they put on things. If they put a song on their stories, there's no mistake in the posts they're making. It's all very intentional.
Yeah, I'm just not that interesting. Like, when I think of a song to put on, so just there's no meaning behind any of it. I'm like, oh,
none
good vibes. Well, I don't even know if I know how to put a song on a reel or anything.
Oh, good gracious.
Yeah, it's bad.
We need to teach you a few things.
I know.
I'm also bad with that.
Yeah.
I'm not good at making complicated things on social media.
I'm so bad.
So I just don't do it.
Well, I don't advocate putting social media drama out there because it just turns into a hot mess. And that's kind of what we got to dig through right now because Ray McCloud, who was released earlier this season and then released from Baltimore yesterday, or the Giants yesterday,
yes,
sorry.
From Giants. The New York Giants, yep.
Posted on his social media platforms that the past few months have been one of the toughest battles emotionally and mentally for him. And it was a long post, but he went on to say that God always sheds light to the truth because it was never performance-based. And that part at the end is all capitalized. It was never performance-based. Okay, so that's that. And you could say, like, all right, maybe disgruntled, getting released from a couple teams. But AJ Terrell and Kadarrell Hodge both commented support, putting some emojis up there like thumbs up. Is this kind of showing a crack in the locker room or what's going on?
Okay. Can we attack this from like a psych 101 perspective here?
Please do.
The only reason you run to social media, okay, to put some sort of story out there, okay, is because you feel some sense of being wronged or you want people to know that what happened to you, to a certain extent, is not your fault. Let me ask you this question. If Ray McCloud was still on an NFL roster, does this post come out?
No.
Hell no, it does not. Hell no, it does not. And you know that as a former player.
Yeah.
You would never put this business out there. And if he was asked, hey, what happened with the Falcons, right? If he was interviewed by somebody in another team's media, mm-hmm. is he going, well, the truth will come out. It was a performance. Is he ever saying that out loud at this time? Well, he's on an NFL.
No.
No. Yes, Allie. Yes.
But then why AJ and Kadarrell, who are on an NFL team, comment and show support?
Because one, likes are innocuous, especially from dudes, okay? It does not mean what people think it means.
A little heart thing?
Yeah.
Little heart thing, okay.
But regardless of that.
The thumbs up.
Okay? Allie will have a different interpretation of the heart and the like and the thumbs up.
She's like, it's getting messy.
Yeah. Yeah. But the point is that there's nothing wrong with them liking it and supporting it. That doesn't mean that they whole. There's no way to know if they wholeheartedly agree with everything that went on, right? That does not count. Likes do not. What is it? What is the old thing you used to put on Twitter? Likes do not equal endorsement. Likes, whatever
it was. Yeah.
Retweets are not equal endorsement.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, I'm just putting it out there so everybody can see it, not necessarily believe it. I don't want to make more of this than there is. But the fact of the matter is that Ray Ray clearly has an agenda that he wants out there for himself, right? I'm sure you could go to five people in the Falcons locker room, particularly some of those people in the wide receiver room, and ask them, do you agree with this agenda? And they would say no.
I agree with you, but I actually came at this entire thing from a different perspective when I was thinking about Ray Ray and I was thinking about the players, you know, showing support, like Allie said. I think that a lot of people look at this and think that this is kind of a shot at Raheem, and I don't know that there's any evidence of that.
There is none. That is a connecting dots that aren't there.
What you used the term confirmation bias earlier.
I think yes.
My question would be that if this were, let's just say Andy Reid, like what are they, 7-6 right now, the Chiefs? Mm-hmm.
Six and seven.
Yeah, there you go. Well, how old are your kids? Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Anyways, I would say that if this were like the Chiefs and there was somebody that got cut, you know, because they have had a crazy wide receiver room over the last 10 years since Andy Reid's been in Kansas City, I think that you would look at this and go, yeah, I don't need my wide receivers to like my head coach. I think that if you had a head coach that had a track record of winning, your first instinct would be like, I don't care if my players like the head coach. He's going to get them right. I don't need them to like him. Mm-hmm. He just needs to make sure that they play right and do all the right things on the football
field. And by the way, Mike, what is the one position in the NFL?
It's wide receiver. You don't even have to say.
Okay.
It's wide receiver.
Yes. It's always the wide receivers. It's always the wide receivers.
Mike Bell and I got in a conversation yesterday about Terry Rubisky for this exact reason. And I was like, the one thing that made Terry, I don't know that Terry Rubisky, and he did, but I don't know that he knew that much more about playing wide receiver. He was just good at managing personalities. And when you had Roddy White and Harry Douglas and Julio Jones and all these guys that are in that wide receiver room with these massive personalities, he was good at kind of juggling that and really made a career out of it. So, and again, I don't think you're doing this and I'm not doing this. This is not me taking up for Raheem. This is me simply saying that what's out there
this will
is
be what you
just,
want it
you're
to
just,
be.
Exactly. You're just making what you want this to be. I mean, look at he got released from the Giants yesterday. They had to fire Brian Cox because he didn't like what his seating assignment was on the airplane.
Well, and this video of Mike Kafka MFing everybody across the entire room. They are dysfunctional. That's
they are
embarrassing.
So dysfunctional.
Hence again, why you don't want to fire another coach, because you'll be them. But regardless, that is me sort of taking up for, you know, the organization keeping him. But I will say this much. You know, when it comes to this whole situation here, I do not believe, and that word mutiny has been thrown around. Oh, it's a mutiny. For those of you who are not familiar with the naval term mutiny, it is a collaborating effort by people on a ship to overthrow the captain. That's not what's happening here. We've seen no evidence to this point other than one individual, Ray McLeod, in the 2+ years that he's been here, of a player ever having an issue with Raheem as a coach. He is very player friendly. Players do like him. And I have not heard from anyone or anything that there is an issue as far as angst against Raheem.
Let me stop you there, because I think there's a lot of people out there riding around going, yeah, but what about Ike Hilliard? Because evidently that was.
Okay, so let's shed some light on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I mean, nobody knows what the thing is with Ike Hilliard, but he was a wide receiver coach. And then you add in the fact that Ray Ray's let go around the same time. And all of a sudden, there becomes a little bit more evidence of there being a rift or being a problem or whatever else it may be. You add in Kadarrell Hodge getting benched a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He's a Pro Bowl special teams player, and all the struggles you've had on special teams. I think that there is some credence to looking at that and going and saying, hey, there might be a problem with Raheem in the wide receiver room. The problem I have, guys, is that when you look at the way the wide receivers have played and the special teams have played over the last few weeks, there should be a freaking problem between Raheem and the wide receiver room.
Yes.
And again, if you're coming at Raheem about it, you're kind of talking out both sides of your mouth because it can't, you can't have it both ways.
Right. You can't have the coach want to hold people accountable
right.
and do that part and then go, oh, well, they don't like him.
They're
they don't like being held accountable.
He's too loyal to people. Evidently not, because he let Ray Ray and Ike go. I mean, and he benched Cadero.
Again, confirmation bias across the board on this thing. It's what you want it to be.
Do you think it's a matter of the players, AJ and Cadero? You know, I'm trying to put this through a dude filter. I'm reading social media as a dude. They read the first two lines. He said he's having an emotional battle, and they're like, support, man.
Yes.
Yeah, and they read two lines.
Yes, I do. And look, they know the real story.
Yeah.
We do not. So maybe there is something where it's like he's really going through some personal stuff.
Yeah.
I think there's always that case. And I said this last week. I said this to Mike just a couple days ago. It's the whole Carroll from accounting. People don't really think so much. Really, this is what I always hear when I hear Raheem say stats are for losers. Here's what I always say. There are personalities involved. All right. In fantasy football, you can look at the stats and go, oh, Kyle's this guy. Kirk is this guy. Bijan's this guy.
Right.
In real life, those guys have to talk to one another and communicate on the field and get all these things done at a personal level for 10 hours a day. All right. And that's what I, when Raheem says, and it's become a joke, and I get why, because they're terrible. But you look at Raheem when he goes, stats are for losers. I just hear that, guys, it's not fantasy football. These are real people, just like any other job where there's management and there's accounting and there's sales and there's, you know, there's a water cooler and everybody's kind of talking and this, that, and the other. And you have to hold, you know, the person who's over accounting in charge for, you know, a clerical error. And it kind of goes uphill. And so that's what I always listen to when I listen to Raheem kind of make those points. And it just kind of is what it is. So I don't know. And it, again, from my standpoint, this is not me having Raheem's back. It's just simply saying none of us know to the point. And a lot of people out there just kind of making it what they want it to be because of the situation with the win-loss record.
Again, I would default to the evidence in this case, Your Honor, which is there is one person who is a problem and the one coach who may have sort of advocated for that one person. Those two people are no longer here. I don't think we have any other credible evidence anywhere across the board in the entire 2 years that he's been here that there has been a problem between player or players and coach.
Yeah. And just a reminder for the people out there, because we're getting mic'd up. Just a reminder for the people out there, Ray Ray's also the guy, because in the spirit of today's football game, he's also the guy who wore the creamsicle Tampa Bay jersey in the pregame on the day you were playing Tampa Bay. So just like just as long as we're throwing out some factors in there, that's kind of what we're dealing with here. So I have a hard time going, boy, I'm on Ray Ray's side.
Again,
he must know really what he's talking about.
I'll go back real quick to the timing. The fact that you got released and now he's doing this reeks of desperation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And a reminder, as always, today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style. One of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Did not forget it today. Did anybody do Buffalo's the last couple days?
I was winging it family style.
Wait, there you go. Yeah.
But I think I said Georgia's 13 locations.
Yeah.
Either way, it got done.
There you go.
I did a mic impression.
We appreciate your service there, Allie Mack, making sure it gets done for my friends over at Buffalo's Cafe. It is a great night to go to a Buffalo's Cafe because the Falcons will be playing in prime time. I say all this to bring up, it is the holiday season. Zeno was over there on his Excel spreadsheet for his gift giving. Somebody's a snot-nosed kid and somebody's, this, that, and the other. The question always comes up in my house every single year. Do we get gifts for the parents, mm-hmm. right? My wife's father, unfortunately, has passed away, so we've got my mother-in-law, we've got my two parents. The thing is, my mother-in-law is very blunt about her assessment of gifts. You can see it all over her face when she doesn't like, and she will actually is the kind of person that's going, I probably won't use this. You can take it back.
Oh, wow.
You
know what
I
mean?
Which is, I appreciate her abrupt honesty, yeah. honestly, in a lot of those situations. My parents are the kind that look at you and go, I don't need anything, sweetie. I really don't. And truth be told, they don't. They've right. got a lot of stuff. It's like I've had to have conversations where it's borderline hoarding, and I'm like, y'all need to get rid of some of this crap yeah. that y'all have in the old warehouse, right? Borderline so they've got bonus buildings around their house and everything else. So at what point do I stop? Does it just become a card? You know, at what point do you cross that threshold and go, you know, it's just going to be a card from now on, maybe written by one of the kids?
Yours is a little bit different of a situation because your parents are far away. Six
Correct.
Hours.
They're in Florida. So. They're all in Florida, all three of them.
Because at this point, my parents are in the same boat. They don't want me to buy them anything. Yeah. So I try to find experiences. Like I took yes. my mom to go see Wicked. You know,
that's a great one.
Or go see, at the Springs Theater Company in Alpharetta. Like I'll yes. try to do something like that.
Great point.
Those are better memories now for me and my parents.
We point. Still do gifts for the parents.
Yeah. That's probably an Italian thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Honor thy mother and father. Crap. Whatever. I know my mother's not listening. But they make it easy. Like, mom wants a gift card to the hair salon, dad wants a gift card to the golf course.
Gift cards. Right. I've always done the last few years, I've done gift cards at Home Depot because they've been redoing their house they live
right.
in. Right. And it's just like, I know you need $100 at Home Depot. That, you know what I mean?
That's my mother and my stepfather are easy. My stepfather's out in my father's out in Vegas, so it's usually like a gift card for a plane to come and see us.
Uber.
That too.
Or they don't have Uber in Vegas.
I think we saw like a Beatles cover band. We gave him tickets to a Beatles cover
yeah.
band.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Dylan, what about you? I know that your mom listens all the time, so you don't have to give away what the gift is, but Of course, I feel
still getting a gift from my mom.
And I feel like you're still younger than 30. That's still definitely a thing.
Yeah.
But as I approach 40 years old, I'm sitting there going, my parents are very adamant. We don't need anything.
Yeah.
Don't get us anything. But you're so spot on because I think a couple of years ago before the Home Depot gift cards, I did get them tickets to like something at a theater. You know what I mean?
But especially if you go with them to something, they're like, my kid wants to hang out with me. You know?
That almost makes me sad.
But you know what? It almost makes me realize that I don't want to hang out with my parents.
Yeah. But how bad do you want to hang out with the boys? Ah, look at him. Look at him.
Yep.
He's getting choked up.
Let's do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure that at some point it'll just be a card. But right now, experiences is probably the best option.
Well, let's use the wake-up call to get people to weigh in on this. 404-726-0929. When do you stop giving gifts? Do you ever stop giving gifts?
Who's the most attractive comedian?
Who's the most attractive comedian?
And can women be funny?
Oh, God, Mark. Don't bring that in the wake-up call.
Well,
get the dump button ready.
We actually have an audible because Rusty Mantell is here.
Oh, yeah.
Giddy up.
Weigh in on Twitter. What
Rusty,
Mike
do you
do?
Buy your parents Christmas gifts, Rusty?
Weigh in on Twitter whether Mike should buy gifts or do experiences for his parents. And we will have Rusty Mansell joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.